This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the second time in as many months, an armed man got way too close to former President Donald Trump. This time it was in Florida, and the Secret Service interrupted the possible assassination attempt before the gunman could get off a shot.
The GOP presidential candidate was golfing in Florida Sunday afternoon when an agent noticed the muzzle of a rifle sticking through a fence. The agent took immediate action, and Tarleton State criminology professor Alex Del Carmen commends the quick-thinking agent, but is still concerned.
The disturbing part of this is the fact that this actually happened, again, within a certain degree of proximity to the former president.
Seeing the muzzle of the rifle, the agent engaged the gunman, who got away, but only briefly. He was tracked down and arrested. Trump was not hurt. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, from Trump to the Dallas Cowboys, just like the last time they were at home in a game that counted, the Cowboys got walloped.
Hand off Kamara, left guard, bounces outside, scores. He was stacked up in the middle. He bounced out, escaped around the left end, and pranced in. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Brad Sham, the call. That was the fourth score for Alvin Kamara as the Saints scored touchdowns on their first six drives in a 44-19 romp over Dallas. Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy.
I don't think the last time we played here has anything to do with it. I understand the convenience of the criticism, and obviously I'm on the other side of it.
Dak Prescott did hit CeeDee Lamb for a long touchdown pass, but with a pair of interceptions, it was an overall disappointing day for Dak.
We're not going undefeated. You know, I mean, hadn't been done in 50 years. Woo, surprise. So it's about getting back to it and finding a way to respond to put the best team on the field next week.
It was the first regular season home loss for Dak and the Cowboys in their last 17 tries.
For the first time since 2008, the Texas Longhorns football team is ranked number one in the nation. Texas snatched the top spot in the AP Top 25 from Georgia after a decisive 56-7 win over UTSA Saturday. Redshirt freshman quarterback Arch Manning took over for an injured Quinn Ewers to win their third game of the season.
We'll monitor, you know, kind of systematically where we're at with whatever quarterback's in there. We'll put together a good game plan and keep forging forward.
Head coach Steve Sarkisian. Manning will start versus Louisiana Monroe Saturday night as Ewers recovers from an abdominal strain.
Meanwhile, today in Fort Worth, jurors will work to figure out how to punish a man convicted of murder.
A Tarrant County jury put in about 5 hours of deliberations before finding 58-year-old Michael Williams guilty in the April 2021 shooting death of Harold Yazzie. It happened at a Haltom City apartment complex. Yazzie had been followed home by Williams, who tried to take his cell phone at gunpoint. Yazzie fought back and was shot. The verdict was not what prosecutors had hoped for. They were after a capital murder result that would have locked Williams up for life with no parole. Now the jury will consider punishment with a range of 5 years to life, but with a chance for parole. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's an uptick of organized retail theft in Texas.
State Controller Glenn Hager says local and international gangs have essentially a shopping list, and they have their people steal beauty products, electronics, and even high-end toys. The goods then moved on to somebody else to sell. He says the bottom line, this causes prices to rise, retailers lose money and the state collects less sales tax. There's also the issue of public safety.
A lot of these activities are not just run-of-the-mill theft. They are literally organized crime. So trying to find not just the individual who's stealing the entity, but actually those that are higher level so you can put it into it here in the state of Texas.
Hager has put together a task force. They'll make recommendations for the legislature when they convene in January. One could enhance penalties for these thefts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Latino civic group is suing the state attorney general over voter registration efforts.
The organization JOLT is asking a federal judge to issue a temporary restraining order so they can continue registering voters. The Texas Tribune reports that JOLT fears Ken Paxton's investigation into voter registration efforts would force disclosure of personal information about its workers and volunteers, and they fear that could put them in harm's way. The lawsuit says Paxton asked for the information but did so without getting court-authorized permission and told JOLT not complying could forfeit their ability to do business in the state. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Free vending machines meant to save lives were launched in North Texas over the weekend. You can find two of them in Deep Ellum, including one in the Deep Ellum Community Center.
The reality of it is that there is a worldwide epidemic of drug use among all ages, including the youth. So I think opening up the conversation amongst parents and mentors and teachers and really talking about the realities of drug use and then also providing a solution is really the initiative of Deep Ellum and the Deep Ellum community.
That is Veronica Young with the Deep Ellum Foundation. The goal is to put these Narcan dispensing vending machines at different bars and venues so they're accessible and free in case of an overdose. More than 30 of these dispensers will be ordered by the end of the year.
In other news, faith leaders in DeSoto are mobilizing today to make sure they're doing what they can to stop threats of violence at schools.
Last week, police were working overtime following an alarming number of threats, whether it be in person or online, made towards schools. Several were arrested, so the DeSoto Pastors Coalition is partnering with the school district there to announce how they will use prayer before and after football games, as well as hold community forums on church grounds for staff and students to attend. DeSoto Pastor Marcus King.
If you're having challenges, this invitation is for you as well, because if you have some challenges, we are here for you. We have youth church, counseling, we even have food service programs if you're challenged in that way.
One of those arrested last week, 16-year-old former DeSoto High School student, after an anonymous tip said he was possibly armed with a gun at the school. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Weatherford, the high school's homecoming dance was cut short Saturday after reports of a gun. Police were told that someone had a gun, so officers evacuated the dance. Shortly before that, a 17-year-old student and a school administrator reportedly got into an altercation over a THC vape. The student was arrested and the administrator suffered minor injuries. No evidence of a weapon was found and nobody was hurt. Police call the situation scary and terrifying for students and their families.
UNT Dallas is hosting the first ever Dallas Franchise Week. The event runs today and tomorrow. Carlos White is the City of Dallas Franchise Impact Ambassador, and he says it's a way to boost the city's economy.
What we did realize is that if you have more entrepreneurs in Dallas that were educated about the franchise model and incorporate franchise-like systems into their companies, they are more likely to scale and sustain themselves to create additional jobs, economic development opportunities in the City of Dallas and elsewhere.
The event will feature educational sessions, networking opportunities, and a platform for connecting industry leaders. And organizers hope to expand to a full week in the future.
I've got a friend in from Florida who wants to grab lunch today. And so I was trying to find a kind of a fancy place. And he says, no, I want to go to In-N-Out Burger. So I'm kind of excited. I'm planning my lunch already.
Wasn't that a West Coast thing before?
But this is about as far east, I think, as In-N-Out goes. They certainly do not have them in Florida. Heaven knows I look.
A big concern for students at the University of North Texas in Denton. UNT police are investigating reports of potentially improper photos taken of people on campus and posted online. Officials say the photos, which were taken in public spaces, surfaced on September 1st. Some victims have already come forward. The Dallas Observer reports the pictures were of women working out at the Pole Recreation Center and later posted to a lewd website. While the account has been deactivated, the photos are still searchable. UNT police are urging students to stay aware and report suspicious activity as they work to identify the person responsible.
7:21. A dispute between some TV giants could be over after a two-week Tet, the DirecTV and Walt Disney have reached an agreement returning ABC and ESPN channels to customers on DirecTV. Both sides are working to finalize a new multi-year contract, however.
After a two-week dispute, DirecTV and the Walt Disney Company reached an agreement over the weekend returning ABC and ESPN channels to DirecTV consumers. Both sides are still working to finalize a new multi-year contract. The channels have been dark for millions of DirecTV customers since September 1st. DirecTV has more than 11 million customers.
Thousands of Boeing workers still on strike after rejecting a contract offer late last week. Unionized machinists overwhelmingly voted against a deal that would have included 25% pay raise. But this union worker says it's just not enough.
Food prices are going up. The cost of living is going up. And we believe that we deserve better. So that's why our brothers and sisters are out here raising our voice. And we want a better deal.
The union wants a 40% pay bump. Boeing says it's hunting for ways to save money while it looks for a contract the union will accept.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.